on the Aztec Sports Network. Welcome to the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher. Presented by On the Border Mission Valley. Let On the Border's Taco Man cater your next fiesta. Call On the Border at 888-400-CATER. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo. When you're proud to be an Aztec, Wells Fargo is with you. Together, we make a winning team. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Scripps. Scripps and Coach Fisher remind you to have a game plan in place for your health. Visit scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more. Your local San Diego County Toyota dealers. We've got what it takes. And by MRC, a Xerox company. MRC is the presenting sponsor of Aztec Basketball. Now, the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher. Here's your host, John Cantara.
Not a great deal, and we'll look forward to maybe taking a few questions tonight from the audience. So we'll have you come up, put the headset on. We'll, of course, also take phone calls tonight. Our number in San Diego, 858-457-1090. Our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. And, of course, the Aztecs back in action this coming Saturday at Viejas Arena at 5 o'clock, taking on Boise State. They'll finish up conference regular season play next Wednesday, March 4th, over at UNLV at Thomas and Mack. It'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off. And then Saturday, March 7th, they will host Nevada, and that will be it for the conference regular season. And we're joined right now after last Saturday's 74-56 victory up at San Jose State. Coach Steve Fisher joins us on the Mighty 1090. Coach, welcome, and good win. You guys made it interesting there in the first half.
We did that. San Jose State has not won a Division I game, but they've played a lot of people close, and they did that to us. We trailed at half. They made seven or eight threes the first half, threw in a 55-footer as time expired to take the halftime lead. And second half, we came out with a bit more urgency in terms of going out and guarding the three and making it harder for them to get shots, and then steadily pulled away in the second half.
What was the message at halftime? I always like your messages at halftime.
Well, we talked again about if we want to be who we talk about wanting to be, you got to compete. You got to have a championship effort, and you can't say just because they haven't won, just because we're in first place, you have to play. And there's a fine line between doing it right and almost doing it right. And fortunately, we did a much better job in the second half.
Seems like your upperclassmen are really starting to exert themselves here towards the end of conference play. Winston Shepherd, another very nice ball game, 20 points, shot the ball well, 7-9 at the free throw line, 6 rebounds, a couple assists. And J.J. O'Brien, who I, in my opinion, has been your most consistent player all year long, 15 points, 7-9, 6 rebounds, couple of assists, 4 steals. And both those guys are really in a pretty good stretch right now.
Yes, they really are. And your point, J.J. has been our most reliable, steady player, and he's a guy that we want to have the ball to go through. And it took us a while, really. He had, as you know, and we've talked about it before, he had 2 games in a row where he didn't score a point at Fresno State and the game that followed, and it doesn't seem possible now because he has so many touches in the half court, and he makes decisions that you win with. And now he's saying, I'm going to score the ball. So he's looking to be more of an offensive threat, which sets up every other part to his game.
You know, it's amazing, Coach, and I go way back a lot longer than you've been here in San Diego. When San Diego State, you know, they had some good teams, some bad teams, and when they were bad, nobody would say, oh, they're not very good this year. They wouldn't necessarily talk about players. Now your program has gotten these players that are great players, and people now, when you're winning 22 games, they're still trying to pick players apart. Winston Shepherd, we've talked about numerous times how much criticism he's taken over the last 3 years. And even J.J. O'Brien, there's nights where he didn't score, but he's still doing a good job of playing basketball. And a lot of people just look at the final stat sheet. They don't see things that go on defensively, things away from the ball, weak side rebounding, little things like that, and, of course, dishing off a great pass.
You know, Coach, fans are fans everywhere. And we have phenomenal fans at San Diego State. We have an arena filled with our folks who make it electric, who have allowed us to have now, I think, the fifth longest home win streak at 29 or so in a row, and we want to make that one more on Saturday. And they expect to win, and we do too. But you know what they do? The fans that come to the game, when we're not playing well, they stand up and cheer. We played at New Mexico, and we talked on this, and their fans either stood up and booed or left the building when things weren't happening. Human nature, especially when you're a voice on the telephone, can call in. You usually find something that the proverbial, I love what you're doing, but. And then go from there with that. So, and I'm defensive of our players in terms of giving an effort and trying and, you know, Winston has been a guy that people have loved to say to find fault with it. And we on the show the other night, after he had had back-to-back 20-point games or 18-point games, Mountain West Conference Player of the Week, and he wanted to pick him apart. So we've gotten better. The players in the program have gotten better, and we want to hang a championship banner more. We want to have that's burning on us more than anybody. And we got to keep working to do it. And we need our fans to be passionate about our team also.
Well, the guys are on the radio a lot here in San Diego. We have them on. They're on television all the time. Do you ever talk to the players about how to deal with the criticism? I mean, really, you got to develop a thick skin. I mean, it's tough for guys like you and I. Nobody likes to be criticized. There's not one person in this audience tonight that likes to be criticized. And young kids, more than anything else, they're out there playing their tail off. They haven't gone through the gauntlet, kind of, and they haven't developed that thick skin. Do you talk to them a little bit about how the media is going to criticize them or fans are going to criticize them once in a while?
We talk about how you have to approach life in a fishbowl. And when you sign up for this, you want the attention. Players love to be talked about in a good vein.
Right.
They don't like it when you're saying some not so good things about them. And we'd say you have to control what you can control. Don't get into worrying about what others might be saying about you. And most of the time, there's black and white, and that's what we talk about, but most of it's a shade of gray with everything that goes on. And you have enough to do: go to class, be a good person, compete like crazy on the basketball floor. And if you do that, everything else takes care of itself. So we talk about it constantly, and we talk about how you have to be a good person. And I think that wears well with our players. If you meet them on the street and you don't know them, I would say that you would come away saying, I like them. They're polite. They're well-mannered. They're respectful. And that's when you do that, you get people that will get to know you, and they will say good things about you. And the boomerang effect, it'll come back to you in a positive way.
You only have to satisfy 51%.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what Leitner used to say. They used to do polls on Leitner. 50 didn't like him, 50 did. He figured he was in pretty good shape.
as long as one that did was the guy writing the paycheck or deciding where he's going to be back next year.
That's exactly right. We'll take our first time out. Again, we invite anyone here tonight and on the board to come on up. You'll like to put the headset on. You got a question for Coach Fisher. We're going to get out to phone calls as well. San Diego 858-457-1090 or 800 number at 877-792-1090. You're listening to the Midway Dodge Ram Coach's Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. This is San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Does your Aztec gear need a refresh? Shop Aztecs.com is the source for authentic team apparel with the largest selection of men's, women's, and children's clothing, gifts, and more. Punch in promo code RADIO on the checkout screen at ShopAztecs.com and get 10% off your next order. Plus, shipping is free for orders over $50. ShopAztecs.com is a service of the SDSU Bookstore and proceeds benefit campus programs. Remember, enter promo code RADIO for 10% off your next purchase at ShopAztecs.com. Go Aztecs!
We're about living in the moment. You know, the moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music? We're the doers, the shakers, the taste makers, the ones who dance to their own beat, the ones who stay cool when things heat up. Whether the party is big or small, we're the ones who never want it to end. The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi, live for now.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Everyone, ready for a buying experience built completely around you, San Diego? Check out SunRoads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's your way. Also want to remind everyone, the next basketball game, and boy, this is a big one, with Boise State playing great basketball. And, of course, they beat San Diego State here a few weeks back up in Boise. Big one. The Aztecs win this. They'll claim at least a portion of the regular season title. But they want to win this one and roll through the final two games at UNLV and home at Nevada. They're going to be taking on Boise State. Tip-off's going to be at 5 o'clock. Can be heard right here on the Mighty Ted 90 with Ted Leitner. And, of course, we'll have the pregame show a half hour earlier at 4:30. Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Rams Coaches Show with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. And, Coach, we're going to get to a young man right here that's got a question for you. Tim, welcome to the Mighty 1090 and Coach Fisher Show. Shoot him.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Fisher, I want to ask you, I know there's probably numerous players you could highlight, but if there's one player you could talk about this year that has surprised you the most overall?
Well, I tend to have great expectations for all of them, so I don't know that you could say there is a surprise person on that team. We thought that they would all play well. I think I could give you a little snapshot at our two freshmen who have played the most. One, Trey Kell, a local product from St. Augustine, who began the year as a starter, was on the all-tournament team in a very, very big field in the Maui Classic, moved out of the starting lineup, and is playing the best basketball of his young career right now in a time when we really need it. So we knew that he would be a good, productive player, but he's done a great job. And then Malik Pope, who had a broken leg, missed a season and a half of high school, and is now rounding into form where the country's starting to talk about the spectacular plays that he has made for us.
Great.
So those
you.
Two of them.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. Coach, we're going to continue with the phone calls, but I want to ask you about Dwayne Poli. You threw us a curveball. We had no idea he was going to play on Saturday night. When did you make the decision? And, boy, that was pretty emotional for him to take that court up there.
It really was, Coach. It was such a neat feeling to see the camaraderie in the locker room when we told them that he was going to play. And I said, Dwayne's back at home on the basketball floor. This is where he wants to be. This is where he's comfortable. And we did not do it just with knee-jerk reaction. As you know, 61 days after the incident when he had his episode, he was back playing. And our most important goal was, and still is, to make sure he is healthy and able to play. And we got him back on the floor. It was very neat to see.
What did you think of his performance? 13 minutes, 1-for-2, hit a three-pointer. What did you think?
I thought he did a good job. I know he brought a spark of energy when he came in. We were behind when he came in the game, and I think there was about an 8-point swing in his 4 or 5 minutes that he had. He was anxious, a little bit nervous. It was neat to see him make that first 3-point shot. And then he got the ball and tried to go a little too fast, got called for a travel. But given everything that's happened, I thought he did a wonderful job.
How closely are you monitoring his conditioning level, even in practice right now?
Well, Tom has, checks his pulse and does a variety of things every day in practice. We traveled with a doctor to San Jose State, had a doctor travel with us. They did a variety of things before the game, at halftime of the game, and then after the game. And we're continuing to monitor him to make sure that the medication and everything that he's on and has been on are appropriate for him to make sure he is healthy and safe to play.
Let's get out to a phone call. North Park, Steve, welcome to the Coach Steve Fisher Show on the Mighty 1090. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really great, Coach Katera. Good evening, Coach Fisher. Hello. I am very proud to say that this is my 15th consecutive year as a season ticket holder. And
well, you're right. You're right about up with me then. This is my 16th year.
I was going to say I'm 1 year behind you, but I felt that was not an appropriate comment. My question to
Well, I'm glad you've been 15 years with me. Once you got on board, I'm glad you stayed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm from back east, and I've got the basketball Jones, as they would say. My question is, what are the keys to yours and Coach Dutcher and Coach Justin, everyone? You continually not only get great players, but you get great people, great young men. We don't read about San Diego State basketball players on a police blotter, what have you. And there's got to be something that sets your team apart from everybody, and then it's your ability to coach the heck out of them, and they play phenomenally.
Well, Steve, I will say this. We're far from the Lone Ranger in terms of having good kids. We're proud of who we have recruited into the program, and the success of any program is based primarily on the players you have in it, and it's important that you get high-character kids. Now, we're not free from incident. We've had incidents that we've had in our program over 16 years. We've dealt with them. We've dealt with them in what we have feel has been an appropriate, fair way. They're part of our family, and we're not quick to throw them out and never to speak to them again. But there are certain things you have to do if you want to play in any organization or be part of any program. So I think our success is based on recruiting good people, and we don't always take every player that's that can run and jump and do things. So I think we've done a good job of being selective as to who we've recruited, get quality and high character.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much for that phone call. Look forward to hearing from you again, my friend. You take care, and we're going to get to our next break. But I also want to remind everyone, next Wednesday night, great opportunity to let On the Border do the work for you. If you're going to have a little get-together for the UNLV game, they'll grill carne asada, pollo asada to your perfection, just the way your guests like it. Hey, give them a call at 888-400-CATER for a free catering estimate. We'll step aside, come back with a whole lot more as we roll on in this hour, live from On the Border, the Midway Dodge Rams Coaches Show with Coach Fisher.
Right now at Fuller Ford, buy an all-new 2015 Focus Sedan S for a net cost of only $13,947. With over $4,000 in discounts, you can qualify for this amazing offer. Only at Fuller Ford. Check out the all-new 2015 Focus. One at this price, VIN number 221113. Or buy a new 2015 Ford Escape S four-wheel drive for a net cost of only $17,947. That's right, only $17,947. With almost $6,000 off the MSRP price. Stop by Fuller for more details. One at this price, VIN number B31204. Offers expire March 2nd, 2015. And right now, all across the country and especially San Diego, people are making the switch to America's favorite brand, Ford. Find out why so many people are switching and get more information only at Fuller Ford. Go further with Fuller Ford. Great prices, great selection, and great deals. Where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
The recent political electoral reform strengthens the country. Thanks to your trust, their responsibilities have increased and they can better protect your rights. They can provide a more effective electoral justice. They are ready to apply the new laws and successfully confront the 2014-2015 electoral process and consolidate Mexico's democracy. Electoral Court of the Federal Judiciary Power. You make the decision, they protect it. While you're out running errands, add another to the list. Pick up your voter's credential. After all, it's your official ID. But also, the elections are close. Without your voter's credential, you won't be able to exercise your right to vote and help choose the course for Mexico. So pick up your voter's credential by the March 1st deadline. Do it for you. Do it for everyone. For more information, go to ine.mx or call 01-800-433-2000. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE. At the PRI, they want the same as you, your happiness. Like the happiness you felt when you met and eventually married that special person in your life. The happiness you felt when you bought your first home. The happiness you felt when your children were born, took their first steps, and graduated from school. Like the happiness you felt when you became a grandparent. At the PRI, they want everyone's happiness. PRI, working for what you love most.
Welcome back to the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border here in Mission Valley. Another great crowd tonight here. And again, the big ball game. It's a huge ball game on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Viejas. Going to be a red-hot Boise State team coming in. They won the other night 76-65 at home over New Mexico. Derek Mark, his sixth 30-point-plus game this year. He had 30 points in the ball game. And their forward, Nick Duncan, long-range bomber, career-high 26 points, 8-of-14, shooting 8-of-13 on trifectas. And the Broncos will come to Viejas winners of 11 of their last 12. And we'll get to that a little bit later on. We're going to get right back to phone calls and questions from our audience tonight. Hector, welcome to the Mighty 1090, and glad to see you sitting in that hot seat asking Coach Fisher a question.
Thanks for the time, Coach. First off, pleasure to see you again. Your first year at State was my last year at State, so I still remember getting free tickets when I saw you, like, tapping people. Hey, you want to go to the game and stuff? I don't assume I'm
You were one of the few people that were at the games then, your last year and my first.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, though. But basically, my question is pretty basic. I know you're a great coach, and you train your team to get ready for all the opponents that you face with the same intensity. But do you notice your players getting – I know the football team has a kind of an unwritten rivalry with BYU, and they hate losing to BYU. Do you notice your guys getting amped up or in a different mindset when they face somebody from their conference? Get more like, is there a particular rival that they hate more than the other guys, I guess?
Well, Hector, I'm not going to use hate. That might be too strong a word, but we've had great, great rivalries with number one Vegas. Seems no matter the record, no matter where you play, we've had really close, hard-fought games, and our kids know one another. There are a lot of L.A. kids on both teams, and so we've had great rivalries with them. New Mexico has turned into a team that we've both been good. I think they said 12 out of the last 14 or 16 championships have been won by one or the other team, and you like to play and beat good people. What we've had happen lately, the last 3 or 4 years, Hector, is when we go to somebody else's building, it's the largest crowd of the year for them. They circle us twice, and with that comes a responsibility. It doesn't matter who they are, that you better be prepared to play. And we've had some games. You know, we lost at Fresno, and Fresno's a good team. They beat Wyoming last night at Wyoming, but big crowds. When we played at Boise, who we play Saturday at our place, they had the largest crowd of the season, over 12,000 people, and it was the largest crowd since we played there 2 years ago. So we now have become the school that they circle and they want to beat. And so I think we are a lot of people's rival.
I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, you look at Colorado State, they have big crowds when you guys roll into town. You guys are like the Globetrotters. You come once a year and everybody wants to come.
Well, I'd like to be like the Globetrotters against the Washington Generals. I wish we would beat them all that often.
Hey, we talked about it off the air. What about Brian Dutcher getting a technical foul the other night at the end of the first half? What happened over there?
One of our players said we should fine him $50 and maybe put it in the kitty that we'd celebrate at the end of the season. You know, Dutch is as mild-mannered and as nice a guy as there is in the country. And the referee, who's a good friend of mine, David Hall.
And a good referee.
And a very good referee. I'm sure he had worked back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back games. He's worked more games than anybody in America right now. And I think he was a little edgy. And we collectively, I, myself, Dutch, and the rest of the coaches, questioned a call that he made, and he took offense, and he came right in our huddle. And Dutch said, David, that's a bad call, and he put the whistle to his mouth. So I'm trying to prevent a maintenance. Dutch, that's okay, that's enough. And all he did, Dutch then just shook his head, and he gave him a tee after that. So I think he was a little tight that game, David was. But he's a great referee.
He's done the Final Four. He's done the national championship game. And there isn't a guy that does more games year in and year out in college basketball than David Hall. Boy, he's done a lot of your games this year, too.
He has, and we have him a week from Saturday. He will be on our last home game with Nevada.
Hey, let me ask you something about officials. And, you know, and I know David, and I've talked to him recently, actually, about the different conferences he works. A lot of these guys are working in different conferences. If you have a problem with official, and I know you don't necessarily really have many problems like some coaches do, but can you redline an official from one of your games? If you just flat out don't want a guy to work your games, can you call Bobby Deibler? He's still running the show, I take it. Can you say, hey, Bobby, can you get this guy off my game? I really don't want him.
You can't. You cannot do that. But Bobby is as good as there is. And I talk to him often, and I'm not a guy that only complains when we lose. You know,
right.
I don't complain often. And we all have officials that we like, and we all have a few that we would prefer not to have on our game. But we're not allowed to, quote, blackball an official. But we, at the end of the season, we have a rating sheet on each official, and he gets a feel for who we like, who we have less feeling for, and he's done a great job for me to keep away the guys that I have graded fairly low and give us the guys that, like David Hall, that we rate high, and you enjoy having them because you know you're not going to agree with every call in any sport, but you know you're going to get a fair whistle, home or away.
And you know what's interesting? I think a lot of the fans here that go to every game, or they watch every game, or they watch a lot of college basketball, they know who the officials are, and they know who the good officials are and who maybe the guys aren't quite up to that level. Even the fans can tell after a while when they see these guys night in and night out.
No question about it. And I know most of them personally. And the ones that I get for the first time, I make sure I get first names and know who they are. And, you know, I've been around a long time now, Coach, and we had one game where we had an official that I'd never had before, and he was a young guy, and he came up to me before the game, and he said, Coach Fisher, it's an honor to work for you. So I knew I was going to get a good whistle from him that night.
We'll get to the bottom of the hour. We're going to get to more phone calls. If you're out there and like to chime in, visit with Coach Fisher tonight. Now, we'll have another show next week on Thursday night, but Coach and I will be doing it from studio. This is our final night here at On the Border, and once again this year it's been a lot of fun. We always look forward to coming down here. Our number in San Diego, 858-457-1090. Our toll-free number, 877-792-1090. We'll also take more guests here tonight, sitting in the hot seat with the headset on. We'll take a timeout. More to come. Another full half hour of the Midway Dodge Ram Coaching Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
For accounting, tax preparation, and other financial services, contact Considine & Considine Certified Public Accountants, like thousands of satisfied clients have since its formation in 1946. Considine & Considine's goal is to provide personal services to businesses, professionals, and individuals, making them your ideal financial partner. So for all your tax and accounting needs, contact Considine & Considine at 619-231-1977. Proud sponsor of Aztec Athletics.
Shop GTM stores in Santee and Lemon Grove for top quality home, office, school, and personal merchandise at up to 70% below other retailers. GTM buys top brand name overstocks and closeouts, then resells them to you at huge discounts. Thousands of new items arrive daily. TVs, electronics, watches, furniture, designer clothing, accessories, groceries, luggage, supplies, and more. It's like a giant treasure hunt. Visit GTM in Santee and Lemon Grove and online at gtmstores.com for valuable coupons, specials, and more.
Ready for a buying experience built completely around you, San Diego? At SunRoads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, it's your way. Whether you're looking for a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, or a certified pre-owned vehicle, you'll find what you want at a price that makes sense. Come in and see the savings you can get on a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Let SunRoads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram show you our aggressive deals that put us on top. Once you shop us, you won't need to go anywhere else. Come in today and experience the difference your way at Midway. SunRoads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Mission Valley or MidwayJeep.com.
Eyes and ears, Aztec fans. Our team works hard to bring home the win. Practice, dedication, and a game plan. Same is true about your health. Getting a solid game plan in place is the first step to a healthier life. And Scripps is ready to help you make it happen. Look for the Scripps Health Team outside the arena this season. Health tips, free screening, and offering prizes like basketball tickets for Aztec fans who make healthier choices. Visit Scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more.
As we continue on live from on the border in Mission Valley, the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley. Want to remind everyone, SunRoads Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Mission Valley, or you can check them out online at MidwayJeep.com. We've got another gentleman here with the headset on. Gary, shoot your question at Coach Fisher here.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, thanks. It's an honor to sit in your hot seat. Coach Fisher, we're really excited about Saturday night. I know everyone is. There's a buzz around San Diego. Boise's a formidable opponent. What's going through your mind? What are you thinking about? What do you tell these guys to prepare? What do you need to look out for? This is a big game.
It is a huge game. If we want to win the league and win the league outright, we have to win. We're the only team in the conference that's won every home game. I said before, I believe we won 29 in a row at home, fifth or sixth longest win streak in the country, and we want to continue that. But we want to hang a banner, and we want to do it solo. We're one game ahead of Boise, and it's a huge game for both teams. They're very, very good. They're white hot right now. They've won 11 out of 12. They lost at Fresno State, and our number one theme will be what we could not do the last time, guard the three ball. We have to come out and guard them, and they make multiple threes every game, and we've got to do a great job on that. Our kids know the significance of the game. They know that we got handled pretty easily in Boise, and we want to return the favor, and that's incentive enough for all of us.
Nice. Well, if your passion tonight's any indication of what's going to transpire down on the floor Saturday, that's awesome. I'm excited, and I think the fans need to prepare too. These Aztec boys are preparing. This is a big game.
It is a big game, and our fans have been great, and we need them there. 5 o'clock start, not 7, so we need to make sure they're there and they're early and give us the same type of home court edge that we've had all season. Huge advantage when you play in your own building, so we need to make sure that we take advantage of that.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. Coach, you bring up a point that I think a lot of people wouldn't even think about, but I don't know how I thought about it, to be honest with you. But you guys are playing at 5 o'clock. It'll be on national TV. Is that good right now, this time of year, to where some of the people that are on the NCAA basketball committee can actually see you guys at 5 o'clock and be 8 o'clock on the East Coast rather than playing it at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock on a Saturday night?
I think what it does, Coach, naturally it gets you more eyeballs. It gets people on the East Coast, 3 hours difference, that'll be able to and wanting to watch a good college basketball game. I think we've now have grown the program to where nationally we're respected and people think highly of us, but it's always good when you know you're going to have a viewing audience that's greatly enhanced. In a perfect world, locally, though, I think we would prefer to start every game 7 o'clock.
Unfortunately, now TV dictates start times.
Oh, it sure does. We have 9 o'clock starts. We have 12 noon starts. We play on Sunday. You play every day of the week, and you can remember how it used to be. You play Thursday, Saturday. You have a travel partner, two on the road, two at home, and everybody was given the same look, and it's not like that now. We have a random scheduling. You don't play everybody twice, and there's going to be an advantage to somebody in terms of who they don't have to play, especially who they don't have to play on the road.
Gary brought up a good point. You know, what are you telling the guys? But more importantly, what have you worked on? You've had a whole week to get ready for this game. Sometimes that can almost be too long, I think, this time of year. Guys want to get out and play.
You know that. Players want to play. They know the need to practice, but doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, you'd rather play than practice. And yet, this is good for us. We had a short turnaround when we played them last time, and they had a week to prepare. So what we did, we played at San Jose Saturday. We took Sunday off. We went hard on Monday and Tuesday. We took Wednesday off. And then today, we went a little longer than I wanted to, but we're all hands on deck in terms of what we need to do to win this game on Saturday. And I think being able to rep things over and over again is helpful for us. So I think having the week off, even though we're playing pretty good, I think having that week off will help us be better prepared for Boise.
You know, I have no doubt you're going to play these guys tough on the perimeter. I mean, you guys have the ability. You can go out and body up on guys, and they can drive. And then you got Skylar Spencer, Angelo Choll smiling at them as they come down the lane. What was maybe the thing you were most disappointed in that first Boise game? That was a weird game in itself. Just a Sunday, I think it was a 3 o'clock start time. It was just kind of an oddball day to play for the Mountain West Conference.
Well, we play, our league plays some Sunday games, and, you know, as you said, TV dictates who you play and when you play and the time that you play. We knew going in that they ran to score, and they ran to shoot threes. And not often is your best three-point shooter your post player, your five-man. And Duncan is their best three-point shooter. And if you look at shots attempted, they're all three-pointers. So he's on the perimeter. Skylar or Angelo, they're running to the rim, and they have to find him. So we put J.J. O'Brien on him last time. So J.J.'s going to guard Duncan, and Skylar and Angelo, when they're in, they'll guard someone else. And we have a rule. We want, if you're guarding a three-point shooter, we say your heels need to be on the three-point line. So our goal, guard the three-point shooters, then guard your man. Don't let him dribble drive and have us have to help and kick to the three-point shot. So those are two of the most important things. And if I keep talking, Derek Marks, he probably will be MVP of the league. He's a tough, tough guard. He can score off the bounce. He can score without any help. He's very, very talented. And he can be like the old Vinnie Johnson for the Pistons, a microwave. He makes a couple, and he can throw them in on anybody from any spot.
I mean, he's had 6 30-plus ball games. He had a 30-point ball game the other night. I mean, he really, in shooting percentage-wise, he's one of the best shooters in the country statistically.
He really is. He's shooting, I think, 48% from three-point range. What he did to us last time, Coach, because we had beaten them, I think, 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 8.
And they were all tough games. They weren't easy
wins.
They were
all close games. And he's a senior. So late in the game with about 12 seconds to go, he was fouled, and he looked over at me on the bench and tried to bank in a free throw just to rub it in a little bit. And it didn't go in, but he wanted to say, hey, we're good. Let me show you how good we are. So they've got an edge about them. So this will be a good game on Saturday.
Well, that hasn't been forgotten, I'm sure, by your players either.
I don't think so either.
We'll step aside here at On the Border of Mission Valley. This is the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Steve Fisher, presented each and every week by On the Border here in Mission Valley. Stay with us. More to come on the Mighty 1090. Good story.
Hey, great friends. There is no other President's Day sale like the one that is going on right now at North and South County Buick GMC.
Now, you need to tell them why, Scotty.
Billy Ray, it goes on for the entire month. Wow. It's not like just a President's Weekend sale. It's the President's Day sale that lasts for the entire month of February.
Paul and Barry are ready to make deals on every GMC on the lot all this month.
Yukons and Acadias, the Denalis, which is all the upgraded stuff. Huge selection of each make on both lots.
And Barry and Paul are always asking our listeners to go challenge them and get the payment that they're looking for.
Hey, Barry, I challenge you to give me the payment I want.
You've been challenged.
And with this President's Day sale lasting all month, the prices are going to be insanely low.
So go see Paul at South County Buick GMC at the National City Mall of Cars.
Or go up north and see Big Bad Barry, North County Buick GMC. Is in the Escondido Auto Park. It's the President's Day sale, and it lasts all month at North and South County Buick GMC.
Attention golfers, Golf Fest returns to Oaks North Golf Club on Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th. Test the latest by TaylorMade, Ping, Cleveland, Callaway, Wilson, and more right on the driving range. And get this, all attendees get a certificate for a free round of golf at Carmel Mountain Ranch or Twin Oaks Golf Club just for attending. A cart fee and tee time restrictions apply. Admission is $10 for adults and children under 10 are free. Visit golffestshows.com for details. Get your golf on at Golf Fest on March 6th and 7th at Oaks North.
The citizens have been listening to politicians for a long time when they should have been listening to Social Encounter. Now it's time for the citizens to speak. Social Encounter is an independent party that wants to be the voice of those who don't have a voice. Go to encuentro.social and join a new way of doing politics without politics. The podium is yours. Social Encounter. Do it together.
The INE reports the results of the monitoring made by the UNUM to television and radio news broadcasts. For the pre-campaigns for federal deputies, the time spent on each party from January 10th to the 25th was PON 20.8, PRI 12.6, PRD 21.6, PT 6.2, Green Party 7.1, Citizen Movement 6.2, New Alliance 5.8, Morena 7.0, Humanist Party 5.6, and Social Encounter 5.9. Go to consultamonitoreo2015.ine.mx.
Derived from the recent electoral reform by means of the National Providers Registry, you will be able to verify the political parties and candidates celebrating their services and asset contracts during the electoral campaign. With this and other measures, the country will have the most supervised and transparent elections in history. If you are or want to be a provider in the next elections, it is mandatory that you register at ine.mx/RNP. The procedure is easy and free. Go to Inatel. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
Welcome back to Midway Ram Coaches Show, Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show, as we get ready for our California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week. And this week's California Bank and Trust Student Athlete of the Week is actually the San Diego State Women's Swimming and Diving Team. Last Saturday, February 21st, the San Diego State Women's Swimming and Diving Team won the 2015 Mountain West Conference Tournament in San Antonio, Texas. The mark, the third time in five seasons that the Aztecs have won the league title. SDSU ended the four-day meet with 704.5 points, 25-point lead over second-place Boise State at 679.5. San Diego State received strong performances from sophomores Anika Apostolon, who finished first in the 100 freestyle, and Frida Berggren, who finished first in the 200 butterfly, and diving freshman Makina Chemours scored 237.65 in the final and took fifth place. So congratulations to SDSU's women's swimming and diving team, this week's California Bank and Trust Student Athletes of the Week. And I bet you that team has a high GPA, Coach. I'm just thinking they may have a real high GPA.
I guarantee it they do, and they got some championship swimmers on that team too.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because people are always asking, you know, you guys are traveling. You guys have had a tough league schedule coming back, going back, and here and there. It seemed like you guys were going back and forth to the Rocky Mountain region there quite a bit for about a three-week period. Talk a little bit about the academics with your players and how you deal with it when they're away from class. And do you take proctors on the road with you? Do you take tutors? How does it work?
Well, it's never easy if you're just a student. And if you're a student athlete, you've got a full-time job with the sport that you're involved in. And for instance, when classes started on that Wednesday, we played on Tuesday, I think it was at Air Force. So we missed the first day of class. And
that's never good.
Yeah, never easy. Never easy. And when we travel, we do occasionally take our tutor or someone with us on the road if we've got a lot of work to do. When we go to postseason play, for instance, when we go to Vegas for that week, we will take our academic people with us. We'll have study hall on the road because we're going to be gone for an extended stay, and we're hopeful that after that we'll be gone for 2 or 3 weeks in tournament play. So we plan ahead. We tell our kids, make sure that you work ahead. Make sure when you're there you never miss class. And, you know, to make sure that they don't miss class, we check classes. So as much as we trust them, we call it graze. We graze campus and we walk by and make sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be, not every day but on occasion. And our kids have done a good job. We've got the highest RPI of highest APR of any team that we've had since I've been here this year.
Well, we want the highest APR. We also want that highest RPI, too.
Yeah, you're right there. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Hey, let's get back to the phones. Get out to Jason in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on the Mighty 1090. Say hello to Coach Fisher. Okay, we lost him. Let's try Friar Blue in San Diego. Friar Blue, welcome to the Coach Fisher Show. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's try Blair in Santa Margarita. Blair, welcome to the Mighty 1090.
Thank you for having me on the air with Coach, the other coach, and you. I want to ask Trey Kell, I believe his name is.
Yep, correct.
What's his highest points that he can score in a game, I like to ask. I know there's pretty high points he can get in a basketball game for college and pro. So in college for him, for San Diego State, what's his highest point that he can score?
You know what? I have no idea but I know that he will score more than that before his career ends. He's a scorer, but he does more than score, and he's grown his game since he's been with us. I would have to call his mom, and I promise you she would know exactly how many points he scored in his highest scoring game, but I'm not sure on that.
Well, I know, and Blair, thank you very much for the phone call. I know he had at least some 40-plus games at St. Augustine. I mean, he was a scoring machine there for Coach Hopped at St. Augustine.
Yeah, he really was. He knows how to score and knows that that's a gift that he's got, and we're looking forward to having him do that for us for the rest of this year and three to follow.
You know, you brought up the point, the Maui tournament. He played great. I mean, he played well beyond his years in that tournament against some really, really good competition. But, you know, watching him play, it seems like he's learning the other phases of the game. A lot of guys that come out of high school, you know this better than anybody. Guys are used to playing with the basketball. They may take a time off at the other end of the court because their coach doesn't demand as much, maybe defensively at them because they're, you know, they're averaging 30 or 35 a game. But the other phases of his game, I've watched slowly, they're starting to get better.
No doubt about it, Coach. I talked to him just 2 or 3 days ago about how much improvement he's made in his total game. He, you know, we talk about being athletic, and being athletic, part of being an athlete is getting in the stance defensively and staying there. And he's so much more consistent with how he prepares on the defensive side of the ball. And for most of these young kids, when they come into college, they're used to shooting 20 plus times a game. And when they're not doing that, then it takes a while to adjust to that. So Trey has done a great job on both sides of the ball, and I think he's much more aggressive now, intelligently aggressive with the ball offensively, and his defense has improved significantly.
Well, I think he's just scratching the surface right now. I really do, because I still think – I know he's had good games and bad games shooting, but he's a guy that can really get in that zone for long periods of time, and I think over the next 3 years we're going to definitely see that.
Without a doubt.
We got a young man sitting right here. I'd like to visit with Coach Fisher. Bob, thanks for jumping in the hot seat here on the border of Mission Valley.
Well, thank you, and thanks for letting me chat with you, Coach Fisher. I've been dying to ask this question. I've been interested in this. Skylar Spencer is a phenomenal defensive player. Love watching him block shots. Love the way he plays defense. His free throw technique is unique, to say the least. Do you work with him on improving his – can you hear me now? Got it. Do you work with him on improving his free throw shooting within the way that he has his technique now, or do you try to change the technique? What are you doing with regards to that?
Well, we probably should have said that ain't right and changed it some time ago. But right now we're working within the framework of what he's got. It is, you used a nice word, unique, his shot. And he's getting a little bit better. Right. He's not a good free throw shooter, but he had one game where he's 5 for 6.
Right.
Now I believe when he goes to the line, he believes he's going to make the free throw.
Right.
And so often when you're not particularly good at doing something, you don't think you can do it. So we've tried to cultivate, have your form and technique be the same. And then know that it's going to go in. Visualize it going in. So he's talked about, and, you know, never too late, I guess, changing it a year from now over the summer. He's talked to us about it. But we said right in the middle of the season, let's see what you're doing. Let's see if we can work to help you make it a little bit better and more confident with it. But we don't want to drastically change you right now.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate that jumping in the hot seat there. We'll take our final time out. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with Coach Fisher. This is the Midway Dodge Ram Coaches Show with Coach Fisher, presented by On the Border in Mission Valley on the Mighty 1090.
Craving award-winning Mexican food and margaritas? Okay, visit On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina for San Diego's best happy hours every day from 3 till 7, 9 till closing, and all day Sunday. Enjoy fantastic food and drink specials from On the Border's $3, $5, and $6 happy hours menu. Plus, you'll always find On the Border's famous complimentary endless chips and salsa. So stop by any countywide On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina and see why On the Border was voted San Diego's best Mexican restaurant in a recent UT Reader's poll. On the Border, see what sizzles.
We're about living in the moment. You know, the moment when you open a Pepsi and hear the music? We're the doers, the shakers, the taste makers, the ones who dance to their own beat, the ones who stay cool when things heat up. Whether the party is big or small, we're the ones who never want it to end. The beat starts at Pepsi.com. Pepsi, live for now.
It's Toyota's presidential sales event. Time to save on every new 2015 Toyota. Like the 2015 Camry with its aggressive new styling. Save on the 2015 Prius liftback with its innovative technology. And now, get low financing and great lease offers on a new Camry or Prius. At Toyota's presidential sales event, we've got the
Don't let third parties, middlemen, or brokers come between you and your new Toyota. BuyAToyota.com is the only official site for your San Diego County Toyota dealers. You can locate a dealer, search our inventory, and find the perfect car with all our current offers. Save time and money. Go direct to the source. BuyAToyota.com.
We've got what it takes, San Diego.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Yeah, get ready to wrap it up with the Coach Fisher. Thanks again. We appreciate Midway Dodge Ram sponsoring the Coach's Show week in and week out here, presented by On the Border and Mission Valley. Also, I want to remind everyone that if you're looking to have a big party, you can think about On the Border for all your catering needs, on-site or for group parties. On the Border can customize the perfect menu for any size gathering and deliver or provide full service. Just give them a call at 888-400-CATER. Coach, a big ball game. You guys win this, you get at least a share of the title, but you want to win it outright. You need to win this ball game on Saturday. You know, coaches always talk, well, it's not a must-win. This is a must-win for you guys if you want to win it outright. No question about it. You guys going against Boise State at 5 o'clock at Viejas Arena. You've had a good week of practice. What are some of the essentials going into this ball game that you're preaching to your guys?
Coach, this will have a tournament feel to it. A huge game for both teams. Boise State, as we said before, they're the hottest team in the league. 11 out of 12 they've won. They're on the fence, or as they say in our world, on the bubble. They are right now with Joe Lunardi, who's the guru on picking the teams. They are first four. They're the first team out. And they're saying that if they beat San Diego State, this is what Lunardi's saying, that will get them in the tournament. So incentive on both sides. We want to win the conference, the regular conference, and we want to win it outright. It's a huge game for us to be able to do that. So I think it's going to be a great basketball game with two good teams. They are driven by Derek Marks, their terrific senior player, and Duncan, their three-point shooter, and they've got a kid named Webb who has had 7 threes in a game. He's about a 6'9", you know, really a four-man that steps out and shoots it. So they present problems, and hopefully we will guard them the way we've guarded one another in practice over the last few days.
And, of course, next Thursday night, Coach Fisher will be on with me from 6 to 7. That'll be following the UNLV game. Now, remember, the UNLV game next week, our pregame show on the Mighty 1090 will get underway at 7:30. Tip-off at Thomas and Mack will be at 8 o'clock. Coach, go get them. We're excited about this game, and we'll be even more excited at the end of 40 minutes with just one more point for the Aztecs and Boise State.
I will tip my hat to that, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach.
Thanks to all the Aztec fans who are here tonight and on the border.
And we appreciate all the support we've gotten this year. Again, kind of disappointed. This is our final get-together here at On the Border. You got fans that have come on a regular basis. Every week we come, there's no place to sit. You guys pack this place, and we certainly appreciate that. And, of course, we want to thank Midway Dodge Ram for presenting the Coach's Show each and every week. And, again, On the Border has been an outstanding host throughout the course of this basketball season. There it is for the Coach's Show tonight. We'll stay with you for the next couple of hours. My regular show, we're going to be talking with gentleman Chris Haft from MLB.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the San Francisco Giants. We'll take your phone calls. And a little bit later on, we will talk bracketology with Bruce Marshall, who's putting up bracketology on thegoldsheet.com. So we've got a good couple of hours left. And On the Border, thanks again to Coach Fisher. And thanks again to all you great Aztec fans here at On the Border. We'll get to the top of the hour, get a quick timeout. We'll come back two more hours, going to 9 o'clock tonight, up and down the West Coast on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
On the Aztec Sports Network, the Midway Jeep Chrysler Aztec Coaches Show with Steve Fisher has been presented by On the Border Mission Valley. Enjoy On the Border's award-winning margaritas and unlimited chips and salsa every day from 3 till 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. till closing. Also brought to you in part by Wells Fargo. When you're proud to be an Aztec, Wells Fargo is with you. Together, we make a winning team. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Scripps. Scripps and Coach Fisher remind you to have a game plan in place for your health. Visit Scripps.org/Aztecs to learn more.
Your local San Diego County Toyota dealers. We've got what it takes. And by MRC, a Xerox company. MRC is the presenting sponsor of Aztec Basketball. The preceding has been a presentation of the Aztec Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.